How to Reverse Antithrombotics in TBI, written by Michael Stocker. Spoonfeed. Antithrombotic medication reversal in traumatic brain injury, TBI, is a nuanced topic requiring assessments of injury severity, appropriate reversal agent and dosing strategy, and potential risks to the patient. Besting bleeding blood-thin brains. We frequently treat TBI in the setting of antithrombotic use, yet determining when and how to handle reversal can be cause for consternation. This comprehensive review breaks it down. What determines active antithrombotic therapy? Treatment with vitamin K agonist plus INR-beta 1.5, direct oral anticoagulant, DOAC, within 24 hours, or antiplatelet agent, APA, within 5 days. These patients warrant CT head, platelet count, and INR at minimum. Patients most likely to need surgical intervention or at risk of hemorrhage progression should be considered for reversal. GCS-12, subdural hematoma, SDH. Day at 8 mm, mixed density chronic SDH, intraparenchymal hemorrhage, IPH 2 cm, multifocal IPH, or midline shifty 5 mm APA, aspirin, clopidogrel, prasugrel, ticagrelor. Reversal with platelet transfusion carries significant risks and is generally not recommended. It may be considered immediately preceding operative intervention in select cases. Desmopressin lacks evidence here, thus routine use is not recommended. Reversal of specific agents. Unfractionated heparin. Protamine 1 mg IV per 100 U of heparin within preceding 2-3 hours up to 50 mg. Elevated APTT guides repeat dosing. Low molecular weight heparin LMWH. If last dose was within 8 hours, protamine 1 mL IV per 1 mg LMWH. If within 8 to 12 hours, protamine 0.5 mg IV per 1 mg LMWH. If 12 hours, consider reversal in presence of renal impairment. Vitamin K antagonists. Co-administration of 4-factor prothrombin complex concentrate, 4-FPCC, and vitamin K IV is preferred. Fixed dosing of 4-FPCC at 1500 to 2000 IU has shown faster administration and higher likelihood of hemostasis compared to weight and INR-based protocols. DOAC, apixaban, rivaroxaban, edoxaban. While 4-FPCC is off-label, consider 2000 IU or 25 to 50 IU kilogram. Dabigatran, idarucizumab if available. 5 GIV administered in 2 equal doses, letal 15 minutes apart. Note that since this article's publication, Andexanet Alpha has been removed from the U.S. market. Thus, recommendations regarding this drug have been omitted here. From cited article, how will this change my practice? With Andexanet Alpha out, 4-FPCC will be my go-to in most anticoagulated cases warranting reversal. TBI patients can rarely provide an accurate last dose time, so I'll continue to image liberally and consult closely with neurosurgery when significant ICH is present. I'll defer platelet transfusion for APA reversal unless otherwise prompted by the surgeon in operative cases. Source: The original article was entitled Reversal of Antithrombotic Medications in Patients with Traumatic Brain Injury, What You Need to Know, published in Journal of Trauma and Acute Care Surgery in 2025.